From the breach of the Kakhovka Dam along a front line of Russia's war in Ukraine continues to wreak havoc on the lives and livelihoods and the environment in southern Ukraine. Meanwhile, Ukraine is accusing Russia of destroying the dam near Kherson, while Russia accuses Ukraine. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukraine says Russian forces blew up the dam and a hydroelectric power station, while Russian officials blame Ukrainian military strikes in the contested area. The dam wall collapsed after a reported explosion, sending water gushing downriver and prompting dire warnings of ecological damage, as officials from both sides in the war ordered residents to evacuate. The dam break adds a stunning new dimension to Russia's ongoing war in Ukraine, while Kyiv forces are widely seen to be moving forward with a long-anticipated counter-offensive in patches along more than 620 miles of front line in the east and south of the country. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Officials say an Air India flight flying from New Delhi to San Francisco landed Tuesday in Russia after it developed an engine problem. In a statement, Air India said the plane, a Boeing 777 carrying 216 passengers and 16 crew members, landed safely at Russia's Magadan Airport in Siberia, in the country's far east. They say it had developed a technical issue with one of its engines. 16-year-old Gervon Kahama was traveling on the flight with his uncle and brother and described to the Associated Press how they were alerted to the issue on the plane.
We get a call from the cabin crew that they'll have to land the plane. As there's been a glitch in the engine system and they'll have to dump the fuel. So we had an immediate emergency landing at the airport.
A U.S. State Department spokesman said American citizens were likely on the flight but could not immediately confirm how many. India's aviation minister said Wednesday a plane was sent to retrieve the passengers and take them on to San Francisco. Kahama told the AP the airline told them that they would likely leave Russia for the U.S. on Thursday. This is VOA News. The Vatican reports 86-year-old Pope Francis has emerged from about 3 hours of surgery on his abdomen.